Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. Get ready for some cold weather. The first real cold snap of the late fall, early winter season will move in Friday after a chance of showers on Thanksgiving Day. Temperatures will likely struggle to break 50 degrees after the rains, with 40s in the daytime and 20s at night. And because of the cold weather, Community CPR in Whiteville is seeking space heaters and donations to buy heaters for area residents in need. Contact Wally Todd at Community CPR via Facebook for more information. Lake Waccamaw water customers are dealing with a boil advisory from the 2000 block of Canal Cove Road to the end of Waccamaw Shores. The boil order extends to wooded acres. Use bottled water for human consumption or boil water for a minimum of 1 minute. The North Carolina Highway Patrol kicks off their Thanksgiving Click-It or Ticket effort today. Local agencies and troopers will be looking for seatbelt violations, speeding and impaired drivers through this Sunday, December 1st. Thanksgiving week is expected to be even busier than usual this year due to lower gas prices. This Saturday, we'll see two big events in downtown Whiteville. The ShopRite stores on Small Business Saturday will give shoppers all kinds of alternatives to big box stores while supporting your neighbors. And also in downtown Whiteville, the Waccamaw Suwan Heritage Celebration begins at 10 a.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Science. The Veterans Memorial Park of America will be a stop for The Wall That Heals next spring. The Wall That Heals is a full-size replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., and features a large traveling museum telling the stories of combat casualties from that war. It also features a collection of items left behind by visitors to the wall in Washington. The wall is set up in multiple locations across the country every year. Park volunteer Angela Norris says it is a major honor to be chosen by the wall's parent nonprofit, and the visit is expected to be one of the biggest events yet at the park. Columbus Animal Protective Services will be closed to intakes and strays this week as the shelter undergoes a deep cleaning. Only emergency calls will be accepted through December 2nd. If you have a true animal emergency, call 911. The East Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation Pork Chop Plate Sale is coming up. It will be on Friday, December 6th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Plates are $10. If you would like to place your order, you can call or text 910-617-9056. And the Don Nair Cancer Center and the Whiteville Police Department are collecting food and essentials for the patient pantry at the center. The items needed include non-perishable foods and canned meat and personal hygiene products. You can drop your donations at the Whiteville Police Department on Columbus Street or the Don Nair Center at 500 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Call 910-640-4077 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.